You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Paul Holt and his wife vacation in Louisiana for his birthday. The couple heads to their SUV after dinner, and as Holt helps his wife into the passenger seat, Ladarius Evans hops in the driver's side and tries to take off. Holt manages to pull his wife out of the car to safety. Then Evans shoots the husband in the chest. Paul Holt dies.
Shortly after the carjacking, officers locate Holt's SUV and establish Evans as a suspect. When cops speak with him, Evans admits to the carjacking and the shooting. Evans is also found in possession of several items stolen out of the SUV and a ghost gun with no registration number, resulting in an additional charge of possession of unidentifiable firearms.
Evans, 18, charged with murder, carjack, and armed robbery. Travis Jordan belts out a song during karaoke night at a Florida bar. The 39-year-old wants to do an encore, but the staff says cut his mic. Not taking no for an answer, Jordan pulls out an 18-inch machete and insists on singing another song. A woman in the crowd eventually convinces Jordan to give her the blade, which she gives to the bar staff. Cops are called. Jordan busted on disorderly conduct. Second verse, same as the first, I guess. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Georgia woman has been charged with felony murder in connection with the death of her toddler daughter, who was discovered in an office park retention pond in metro Atlanta. Police in Sandy Springs are still looking into the child's death, but Sergeant Matthew McGinnis told reporters that they, quote, do not think it is accidental at this time. According to McGinnis, officers responded to a call of a disturbance near an office park north of Atlanta and discovered a distressed woman having some type of episode. Sometime later, the father of the child arrived on the scene inquiring about their daughter. Sergeant McGinnis said that the woman answered, at the bottom of a pool. 22-month-old Nirvana Oliver was discovered by the police in the small retention pond. Following an emergency medical transport, she was pronounced dead. Asia Calabrese Lewis, the mother of the girl, was detained on suspicion of felony murder and child abuse. Police have not revealed how the child ended up at the pond. A cause of death will be determined by an autopsy. A witness now says a critically wounded teenager was shot in the back by Baltimore police while evading the officers. This raises more doubts about whether the shooting was justified. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
According to Baltimore police, an officer approached the boy believing he was armed and started a brief foot pursuit that ended with the gunshot. Police say the 17-year-old ignored orders to put his gun down and fled. The shooting, which has drawn vehement condemnation of Baltimore's troubled police force, has spurred officials to examine whether to make body camera footage of the incident public. One of the teen's friends, who requested anonymity out of concern for his safety, claimed to have recognized the officer, saying he and his partner had been frequenting the neighborhood recently. He claimed that the officers would taunt the neighbors and crack crude jokes. Police say that only one of the officers used his weapon. That officer was sitting next to the teen on a stoop in the moments prior to the foot pursuit.
The officers in this case are part of the Baltimore Police Department's so-called District Action Team, a specialist unit that concentrates on proactive patrols and other measures in Baltimore's most violent neighborhoods. Now to Nebraska, where a woman has entered a not guilty plea in one of the four homicides that occurred in a small town in the northeastern corner of the state last year. According to court documents, 44-year-old Carrie Jones of Laurel filed written not guilty pleas to first-degree murder, being an accomplice to a crime, and tampering with evidence. Jason Jones, Jones' 43-year-old husband, has entered a not guilty plea to four counts of first-degree murder, four counts of using a handgun to commit a crime, and two counts of first-degree arson. Carrie Jones has been charged with the August 4th, 2022 murder of 86-year-old Jean Twyford. Jones's husband has been charged with killing Twyford's wife and daughter along with another woman. According to the indictment, Jason Jones then set fire to the victims' homes. Carrie Jones allegedly urged her husband to confront Twyford, whom she claimed had been making sexually suggestive remarks to her for years, and then assisted him in eluding capture when the police began looking for him. The two suspects remain behind bars. A July 24th court date has been set for both. A 67-year-old St. Louis man has been convicted of stabbing a man in a Kansas City suburb almost 40 years ago. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Geeter Watson Rhimes pleaded no contest on Thursday to second-degree murder in the death of married father of three, Gary Watson. The initial charge against Rhimes was first-degree murder. It was on March 13, 1985, that Watson's body was discovered in his Roland Park, Kansas apartment. According to police at the time, Watson's body was found by a family member about 2 hours after three men were seen entering the victim's apartment. Detectives interviewed about 200 people during their investigation. Officials from the crime scene said that because of improvements in DNA testing, evidence gathered from the scene 2 years ago was reanalyzed, leading to an arrest. Prosecutors have requested a 7-year sentence rather than the maximum 20-year sentence as part of the plea agreement. Sentencing is scheduled for July 14th.
Rhimes requested a 5-year sentence.
McKenna Riley found in a storage shed by construction workers who call cops. Even though she cannot explain why she's there, Oregon cops determined the 40-year-old is clear-headed and they give her a ride home. That was April 5. Riley's boyfriend, friends, and family have not seen or heard from her since. Her belongings, car, and beloved dog, Hilo, all left behind at her Blue River home. The terrain around McKenna's home, steep and treacherous, but searches have turned up nothing. If you know anything about McKenna Riley's disappearance, call Lane County Sheriff's 541-682-4150. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.